Okay, hello everybody. Neil, we're back. Show number 900 and gazillion.
A lot.
Tonight we have a great show because we do a lot of surf, skate, music, politics. We're going straight to high school sports tonight, Neil.
I'm a big fan of high school as a coach, but
you've been there, you know.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But if you don't know, you're going to know now. SoCal High, right here in Santa Cruz, literally 4 miles from where we're standing, won a California title for the first time.
First time anybody in Santa Cruz County has won anything.
Has Harbor won that?
No.
Santa Cruz High?
No.
Aptos?
Nope.
Scotts Valley?
Nope.
Okay, let's move forward. Welcome back, everybody. Dwight Lowry, head coach. Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it.
Head coach of SoCal High football team. Jordan McCord right here. Welcome to the show. The wide receiver. Also plays defense. We'll talk about as well. I just want to jump straight
into track.
This. Oh, track too.
Yeah. Big track
where
guy.
Where do you put all those letters, man?
Yeah.
Stitching on the back?
Yeah.
We got questions for him.
We got jocks here tonight, you guys. First off, congratulations. What a feat. You have a football background. We'll talk about that. But as coach of SoCal High, I want you just to let us know why SoCal High is the first state champion in Santa Cruz County. How did it happen?
I think, when I, I went to school there and whatnot, and when I came, I would always come back and stuff, and the state of the program was just not in a good place, for various different reasons, and when I got there, there was a hunger to get better, there was a desire to compete.
And what year were you there?
2018 or 19, somewhere, 2018, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the coach back then?
Like before?
Yeah.
Brad Tompkins.
Yeah.
He was the coach. And there was just a little transition period. I think that he was looking to transition out of it. And I was just in a situation where I didn't have anything else going on and had a bunch of knowledge and wanted to share that knowledge. And it just kind of snowballed. And you know, when I invest my time and energy into something, I'm not doing it just to do it. You know, I want to do it to make it something special, and we were able to do that.
I feel like you had a pretty good incline to success as a coach, to go from coming into a program and turning it into a championship team. Is that your football background? Is that your mentorship? What made that happen so kind of quickly in a way?
I think my football experience for sure. I played for a lot of different teams in the NFL, a lot of different coaches, a lot of different organizations. Some situations were good, some situations were bad. You kind of see like, all right, I always had this thing where it was like, if I was a coach, or if I was that, this is how I would do it. Or this was, you know, just in the back of my mind with certain things that organizations would do. And I know what it felt like when you needed to turn something around, what that energy was like. And that's really what my focus was to bring that energy.
Right.
To really turn it around, because that's what needed to happen first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to have success as a football team, you got to have, you know, great athletes like Jordan and be able to put those guys in a position to succeed on and off the field. That's that combination.
Jordan, did he motivate you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did he scare you a little too? Is the motivation come from his experience as a ball player? Like, to not let him down, his coach and his experience?
I mean, definitely his experience, because I'm trying to play football professionally too. So, I mean, he's been there and he knows what it takes. So, just like, yeah, I mean, just he knows what I got to do. So,
was he the only coach you had, or did you have a coach previous to him?
Well, he actually coached my flag football team when I was in eighth grade at New Brighton. So, before coming into high school, we already kind of like had that.
But that was fun.
Yeah.
It was my first time coaching flag, and you know him and a couple of other guys that contributed to the state championship team, and just seeing them out there and compete, and Jordan had a real quiet hunger and desire to compete and to get better. And
you could tell that was he different than anybody else?
Yeah. I mean, athletically, yes.
Yeah.
But it takes more than that. You know, you got to have a certain mindset to really succeed as you climb up in levels. And he had that. And, you know, that's, as a coach, I'm sure any coach would agree that that's, you get excited to coach players like that.
Mm-hmm. When you were in the NFL, did you have a desire, to coach, or did you have, when my career is over, I want to go coach?
No, I have some teammates, though, that told me that I'd probably be a good coach. I just didn't see it. You know, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just, I was very opinionated when it came to certain things.
Yeah.
I kind of sometimes have this kind of vibe where, like, I know what I'm doing and kind of get out of the way, which I think is good as a head coach. But, you know, if you're too much of that way, you become stubborn. You alienate people. So it's a balancing act. But, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm a big advocate on, you know, there's something that you feel in your heart or in your mind that you can do. And you want to be successful at it, then go ahead and do it.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
Today, my neighbor, his name's Doug. He's getting close to 90 years old. A gigantic San Jose State football fan. We're talking 40 years of driving from Santa Cruz to every game. Rolled his Miata without a roll bar in 17 going to a game. This guy is San Jose football. So I went over today, and I said, hey, tonight on the show, we're having the SoCal High football coach on. He goes, Dwight Lowry? That's what he said. Like, first off, he's sunsetting right now. He was laying on the couch, blanket, you know, and the whole thing. Yeah, he jumped up. He goes, this is what he said. The best San Jose State football player he's ever seen. He said about you. This is what he said. He said, the dumbasses would throw the ball way in the wrong side of the field, and you would run like the wind and catch that damn ball. Is there some truth to that? I mean, you went to the NFL, so of course.
Only you would have a neighbor that would say that.
No, he is a gigantic football fan, right? And he literally has gone to every game for decades. Yeah. He said you were the best.
I appreciate that. There's a lot of history at San Jose State in terms of the football program and players that have gone there and have had success there and had success in the NFL as well. And it was the amount of focus that I had during that time in my life was unlike anything I think that I've ever experienced. To the point to where I think people thought I was like not human. You know, I literally had interactions with people. I was just so focused. I know I was going to a smaller school. I know I was from Santa Cruz, a small area, and I knew I had these goals and desires to play at the professional level. So I had to really lock in, and that's kind of what contributed to that.
Question for you, young man. Yeah. He coached people on and off the field.
Yeah.
What did he teach you off the field?
I mean, really just like some of the technical stuff, like how to run a route a certain way, and just like some of the mindset stuff off the field. So, yeah.
He teach you like what's right and wrong as far as like you know.
Oh, yeah. Because I like you said, I've been with him for like 5 years, so I've definitely like took in a lot from him.
Okay, cool.
And what if you like? Was there ever a time where you totally botched a route and you had to jog off the side of, and you had to look at him?
I mean, there's some times where like I could have did something better, but I'm all about just getting coached. So I mean, just take in what he says and fix it.
Does he coach you after you make a mistake that? Yeah. He tells you what you did wrong?
Yeah.
Not put you in the penalty box?
Nah.
All right, that's cool. Yeah. And so earlier I asked you how many touchdowns you've had.
Uh-huh.
You said 40.
I think like 40, 43.
43?
Yeah, no, you got to know that number.
Yeah, you for sure you got to remember that. Yeah, right. But it, that seems like a really nice number, right, Coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you also play defense.
Yep, defense too.
And physically, a little demanding on yourself for that?
You definitely got to be conditioned because playing both ways is not a lot of break. And sometimes I play special teams too, so it's really like three ways. So,
Coach, put him in, right?
Yeah.
He's on every play.
You got to have your best players on the field.
Yeah.
But again, right, that's a testament to him and his preparation and how he went about his craft. You know, it's not just a game to him, and you know that goes a long way for himself, but also for his teammates, right? Like, it's nice to be able to go into a game and have somebody like Jordan that you rely on. Obviously, yes, from an athletic standpoint, what he's able to do on the field, but just knowing what this individual is going to bring to the table each and every single day, that is something that is very appreciated.
So he's a senior. Mm-hmm. The season's over. Are you still coaching him?
In some ways, I mean, not as much, you know.
Yeah.
I think that It has more to do with like getting ready for college, getting them to think about some things that maybe he hasn't thought about, because it's a huge transition, right? Going from high school to college, you're going to have a lot of different obstacles that are going to be presented to you that aren't going to be presented to you at the high school level. And just talking about those things, and you know, I'm still out with, you know, I help out track a little bit, seeing there, giving a little bit here and there. But you know, it's I think that Jordan, as long as he stays true to himself and doesn't fall into some of the things that you can fall into once your world gets bigger, then he'll be fine.
Coach, can I ask you a question? Is what turned it around, or what turned it around that made you a championship team? Because all of a sudden it was in the papers, you guys were going down south for a championship, but you won. But there was a lot of people in Santa Cruz who didn't know what was going. I didn't know. You didn't probably know.
Oh, I followed it.
I don't know.
I got sent.
After you started coaching, how did you get them to be, or when did you know that they were a championship team?
Well, as far as like this team this year, I think it started after we beat Palma. Palma beat us the year before, like, a lot to little. It was a beatdown.
But you can learn from that, though, right?
Absolutely. Right. You know, it's not. You know, we didn't go on any run that we've had. You know, we've had good teams since I've been there, but at some point in the season, I think for every team, you're gonna have some sort of like humbling experience. And last year, that was one of them for us. And it was a point of emphasis going into the next year, not necessarily that team in particular, but hey, we got to play a certain way if we're going to be able to compete at the level that we want to compete at and that we can compete at, you know, with the kids that we have. So when we went out there, we won that game. It was a hard, tough fought game, and it came down to the last play, and, you know, just proud of the guy's effort. And that's when I felt like, okay, you know, we have a chance, we have an opportunity to do something here, because we overcome a really big obstacle we had the year before. And we just started to gel. I mean, I think Jordan can tell you better as far as from like a player's perspective.
Tell us about that play that beat Palma.
The play that beat, I mean, Palma, that was a close fought game. I mean, they got like.
Really, and you played their ground, right?
Yeah, we played at their big like stadium in Salinas. Yeah, it was a hard fought game. I mean, they got a pretty good athletes over there. So
fun to play in, though.
Oh yeah. I think going into halftime, it was tied, right? 7-7.
I think it was.
Yeah, so it was a tie game.
And yeah,
it was really just about like who wanted it more towards the end. So
you guys wanted more?
Oh yeah, for sure.
What was the final score?
I think 14-7.
Damn, that's a close game. Yeah, that's really
no. They were close.
Who scored the last touchdown? Who's the winning touchdown?
I scored both.
Oh, you scored both?
You scored both?
Yeah.
Do the ladies recognize that?
I mean, a little bit.
A little bit?
Let's focus on the game.
So let's focus on the game? I am focusing on the game. We're talking about the ladies. You got a girlfriend?
No?
Oh, my God.
Ladies, Jordan. You got an Instagram handle you can tell them about?
Definitely.
All right, blow it up.
Just my name, Jordan McCord, 2 N's, so...
All right.
His name is trademarked, by the way. It is. His mom's on it. I know his mom.
Your mom follows you? She's looking up at you?
Oh, yeah, she's definitely.
Ladies, don't say anything. I'm watching. Yeah, watch it.
When you won the state championship, you got all the kids over there and you had a great time. Who was the first person you called?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even remember. It was like, it was a blur, honestly. Like, we had so much support, just on the field after the game. I mean, there was a lot going on. I couldn't even remember who I called, to be honest with you. We had a lot of, there were a lot of families there. There were some alumni there, you know, the players' families. I mean, it was an unbelievable experience to win that game, to bring that championship back to the hotel. This guy's walking around with still with the full pads on, sunglasses. You know what I mean? We got the kids cheeseburgers after. Like it was really cool, because I think that for the first time, our team, like our not just our team, our program, we all got to see each other in a different just a different element. Yeah. My approach is, you know, I joke around and stuff like that, but I'm more like a cerebral. I'm more
focused. Yep.
But to be able to end the season that way with a win, with the championship,
yeah,
it's kind of like, all right, we can let the hair down a little bit.
With the championship team. So obviously, up to the caliber of like Palmer was, or did you know that you had a good chance to beat him?
Like after we played Palmer?
Before you play him? No.
I mean, I feel like our season, we kind of started off a little bit slower than we'd like, but once we got to that midway point and our defense really started to like come together and we just kind of like just got everything down, that's when I knew. So I'd say like, yeah, probably after the Palmer game.
Okay. Do you see?
Well, I was going to say one thing first. Does track help?
Oh yeah,
because I mean, right? I mean, 100%. It's always the 440-40, right?
You can run that hill behind SoCal High.